Blog Talk Radio.
Talk Radio Studios in Union City, New Jersey. This is Dating Today with Fernando Uribe. I want to thank you all for tuning in this, the 13th of September, the year 2016. Folks, fall is well underway. And again, I want to show my sincerest appreciation for all of you tuning in from wherever and however you're listening in here tonight on Blog Talk Radio. This week's edition, ladies and gentlemen, of Dating Today with Fernando Uribe is brought to you by, as always, the Mason Civic League. You can check out more information about this incredible nonprofit that I'm proud to partner with by going to their website, www.masoncivic.org. Now, for those of you that are not aware, the Mason Civic League was established in 2010 by former Hoboken Councilwoman Beth Mason, and its mission has been to improve the quality of life for all of those in need in northern New Jersey, but more specifically within Hudson County. Now, if you wish to visit their offices, you can do so Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. by going to 1200 Washington Street in the Uptown section of Hoboken, New Jersey. That's right, folks, the birthplace of baseball and, of course, old Blue Eyes himself, the late, great Frank Sinatra. You can also call them at 201-706-8088. You can also write to their inbox, info@masoncivic.org. Don't forget, again, check out their website. Also, if you're a Facebook user, please like their page on Facebook, the Mason Civic League. They're a great organization that I am proud to partner with. Folks, I also want to let you know about my other sponsor here, and that's Son Cubano Restaurant. You can check out more information about this outstanding venue by going to www.soncubanonj.com. Now, Son Cubano is located at 40-4 Riverwalk Place along the waterfront in western New Jersey, folks, right, again, minutes outside of the Lincoln Tunnel and all New Jersey Transit and even New York Waterways stops, easy to get to there in West New York. You can call their reservation hotline at 201-399-2020. Again, for lunch, dinner, or any special occasion, listen, you have to make Son Cubano that destination for you, family, friends, any important loved ones. Trust me, it's one of New Jersey's premier water-winning restaurants, and it brings you amazing Cuban cuisine with the beautiful skyline of New York City to look at 7 days a week, not just on the inside, but now their beautiful patio is still out there. It's amazing. Great food, great service, great people. I can't say enough about Son Cubano and what a great job that they do. And again, being partners with me here on the podcast and also for my upcoming breast cancer event, which I'll let you know more about later in the podcast. And you'll be able to learn more about this important cause. So, again, I want to thank Son Cubano, along with the Mason Civic League, for sponsoring this week's edition of Dating Today with Fernando Uribe. Folks, if you're interested in calling in to opine on tonight's topic, you can do so toll-free, 646-649-1926, 646-649-1926. You can also write to the show's inbox, which is professorfuj@gmail.com. Once again, professorfuj@gmail.com. You can also find me on Twitter at TheAmazingUribe. That's my Twitter handle. And also on Instagram by just typing in my name, Fernando Uribe, or typing in at @your_favorite_Fernando. Again, I want to thank all my new listeners, all my new followers on social media. Appreciate your support and your enthusiasm for all that I do. So, all right, folks, again, hope you had a great weekend there, week one of the NFL season. Great to have football back. Disappointing loss for me and my Cowboys on Sunday, but, you know, hey, what can you do? Giants get lucky sometimes, and that just happened to be one of those times. So, you know, we'll get them back in December when Romo's back, so we'll see what happens. But for everybody else, it's good to have football back, and, you know, Sunday Funny is always a great experience in Hoboken or anywhere that you're watching the NFL during this 2016 season. All right, ladies and gentlemen, again, I want to thank you all for tuning in here. And, again, I can't say enough for my wide audience across this great land of ours here, again, all the way down in Raleigh, North Carolina. Good buddy Aaron, along with his fiance Shelby, happy to be in their bridal party next year up in Vermont. So, you know, looking forward to that and their wedding as the exchange nuptials next year. So, you know, looking forward to that as well. And just, you know, friends up and down the East Coast. You got some friends down in Miami, of course, Antonio. We touch base every so often, and he always enjoys the podcast and listening to it on his way to work the next day. He'll occasionally catch it live, but who knows. But thank Antonio for always tuning in. And, of course, you know, friends out west there. Got friends in Dallas, Texas. My boy Ty listens every week, and I appreciate him doing so. So many thanks to him. And, again, just friends as we keep going out west, all the way out to Bakersfield, California. My buddy Shane, God bless you, brother. I hope to see you sometime soon. And it'll be great to hear from you, obviously. And I do appreciate you listening to the podcast, as I do get the messages from you. So thanks that all the way out in near L.A., you make it a point to listen to Dating Today with Fernando Uribe. As well as, you know, actually, you know what, as well as some family down in Colombia. I got a couple cousins that listen to the podcast, and, you know, they enjoy it. They just enjoy hearing my voice, but they enjoy listening, and appreciate them, you know, showing their support online for my weekly podcast. Folks, again, some positive news here to sort of report to you in terms of the podcast and how it's related to the book itself, Dating Today. A couple big announcements coming up, hopefully. Potential new publisher in the works right now in terms of trying to reach a deal with them. I'll give you more details in the coming weeks once I get more information. But right now, things are looking really, really good with a potential new publisher in New York. So I'm excited about that. And I'll be more than happy to share the details once it's finalized, once the ink is dried, as they say, after everything's signed, I'll be able to tell you more. But I'm excited. Really, the book has been just a pleasure to write because it's been, as I've mentioned before here on the show, it's really therapeutic to write this and go back and look at my experiences and everything. So it's been something that is really, really fulfilling. And I'm glad that, you know, seeing the fruits of this labor coming to fruition, hopefully soon. So it'll be great. And like I said, you know, if you've ever decided to write a book, probably one of the most challenging things you'll ever do. But it's also rewarding, especially if you're very invested in the writing and what you're sharing potentially with your readers and audience. So I'm excited about that. And I'll have more details for you in the coming weeks. All right, ladies and gentlemen, again, appreciate you tuning in tonight here. And I want to share some thoughts on a topic that, quite frankly, you know, I did talk about the benefits of cuffing season as we're sort of approaching that already. Now it's September, and of course, you know, before you know it, it'll be October in the holiday season. But there's an element here that I wanted to sort of share with you that, and especially for the ladies listening tonight, it's unfortunate that this happens sometimes. And, you know, when you're out there dating and meeting guys in whatever sort of means you're doing it by, whether you're doing the conventional means, you know, meeting while you're going food shopping or at the gym or, you know, maybe during nightlife, going out to a club with your girlfriends or a lounge, or even if you've done it via online dating with all the multiple dating apps that are available now at your disposal. You know, meeting that guy can be a challenge. Meeting a nice guy can be an even bigger challenge here, especially here in the New York City area. It's, you know, the odds aren't really great. I think for our ladies, only because of the population, you know, according to I think a recent study that I read, I think there's, especially in New York City, I can't really speak about other cities in the country, but New York, we're having about 4 women for every guy. So if you're a guy living in New York City, I mean, your options are really, really plentiful. And ladies, not so much. I mean, ladies, I think, have to be a little more picky and with good reason. The sample size to work with isn't large. So it's a challenge for the ladies. And one of the difficulties that at times many women will run into is dating a guy for a certain amount of time but it's not going anywhere in the sense, you know, he hasn't committed into even going into a relationship. And quite frankly, he's treating you like a side piece. That's something that, quite frankly, some women aren't bothered by, but I think a large portion of them that I know I've ever talked with don't like it and refuse to even be put in that category. And sometimes it just happens inadvertently. Is that something that you look towards? Is that something you want to, that you're, you know, receptive to? Is that something that you want to really participate in? But it just happens, you know? So ladies, you know, for those of you listening tonight, and again, I appreciate you that you are, you know, sort of close your eyes for a second and picture this scenario I'm about to paint right now. You know, you and a guy have been hooking up for weeks, maybe even months, and who knows, maybe it's been years. I don't think there are too many scenarios anymore that revolve around sort of the famous Sex and the City series where, you know, Carrie Bradshaw was dating big, you know, John James Preston for many, many years, and they were just hooking up, and really, you know, big could never commit to her until like the last season, and obviously they lived happily ever after. But in the 8 years preceding that, it was a challenge for Carrie. She felt many times that he wasn't taking her seriously, and they'd hook up and he'd get scared or whatever, and sometimes that can happen. And honestly, ladies, you know, despite your best efforts, there are instances when you've caught feelings for the guy, even though your friends have warned you repeatedly that he's bad news. And you know, even his friends have warned you. And you know, when that happens, I think it's sort of a moment you have to sort of sit down and really reflect. And the reality is that in many instances, the guy, he's never going to be able to give you exactly what you deserve. But for many ladies out there, you keep telling yourself that maybe one day things are going to change, that he'll see the light, that he'll see the error of his ways, and then he's going to make that leap of faith, and you know, you guys are going to be together, like exclusively and everything. And, you know, ladies, listen, you know you deserve better, and yet, you know, you still keep looking for signs to prove that no. And the reality is that you are a side chick. Even though you're in denial of it and you don't want to be, the reality is that you are a side chick. You're not the lady he keeps waiting in the wings while he's out with other girls, you know? You sometimes are in denial of that let's say he's out with his guy friends or he's doing anything else besides spending time with you. And tonight, really, what I want to share with the ladies tuning into the podcast is that, you know, I don't like to be the bearer of bad news, but odds are if you're worried about being the side piece, then you probably are the side piece. And I think tonight what I want to give you is some of the warning signs that will give you clarity as to whether or not you're being a side piece. And ultimately, once you hear my advice tonight, you'll stop wondering once and for all. You know, you'll be able to confirm everything in terms of what he's bringing to the table or not bringing altogether, and just hopefully for your sake move on to bigger and better things. And you know, it's unsettling because for a lot of women, you know, women tend to be the more emotional creatures. That's not a misogynistic reference, it's not sexist, that's just truth. You know, many studies have proven that. You know, you ask women, for the most part, women tend to be the more emotional of the two species. Maybe sometimes overly emotional, but I mean, you know, it depends. You know, hopefully you're lucky enough not to deal with some of those basket cases. But anyway, the reality is that for a lot of ladies, you know, being a side piece isn't a great feeling. You feel like you're being shortchanged, and not to say you're being objectified, but you're feeling maybe you don't feel the value that you should when spending time with him. And listen, and I get it, ladies, that there are some men you just run into that are just, they're intoxicating. There's something just elusive about them that, you know what, just makes you keep coming back for more. And you're hoping that, you know, you're going to be the one that finally reels them in. You're the one that's going to domesticate them. You're the one that's going to really make, you know, he's going to settle down now because of you. And, that's a tough challenge, I think, for many ladies. I think it's a tough challenge for some ladies to try to, you know, get over the denial that maybe he never will change. Maybe, you know, you'll never be in a relationship or that you're nothing more than just a casual hookup. And to be honest, it's a very unsettling feeling. And I can tell you that from you know, personal experience, you know, I know that in my lifetime I've done that to some women. And I've, you know, and looking back and, you know, as I've written about it in the book and sort of, you know, reflecting, I do feel bad about it. I know who I've done this to, and I feel awful about it. I mean, maybe some of you listening tonight don't believe it. Some of you are going to be like, well, you're not really sorry, because if you were, you know, you would have acted differently. And I get that, but, you know, in the moment when you're doing things and you're out and about and, you know, you're out, whether it's in any sort of social setting, and you just, you know, at the end of the night, maybe you have one too many drinks, or maybe no drinks at all. Maybe you're just horny. Let's be honest. We're adults. And you're like, all right, well, who can I call? And who do I know that I've hooked up with already that I can call? And, you know, voila, she'll be receptive and I'll be able to go over and et cetera. And that's happened. And I know that in previous years, when I've done that to some women, you know, it's really hard to explain. And I don't know if it's an ego thing, but I can just tell you that in the act itself, you know, when you're reaching out and you're trying to sort of like just throw fish in there and see, you know, who nibbles, you know, when you get a nibble, you act on it right away. And I know that in previous years, you know, when I've done that, I've felt bad about it. At the moment, you know, hey, you know, what are you doing? And I hear, oh, no, I'm home. I'm just out with the girls. And you know what? I've been the type of guy in my experience that would be like, oh, well, how late are you going to be out? And I've tried to sort of dictate the terms, or I've tried to, manipulate the situation and coerce it to where like, okay, well, I'm out with my buddies, but like, when are you going to be home? When can you be home? And sure enough, you know, when I start asking those type of questions, the girl on the other line has been like, no, I'll be home in a little bit. Is that cool? And I'm like, yeah, absolutely. And I'll know to go over. And, you know, it reminds me, there was one woman a few years ago that I think probably from like 2010, I think, to like 2000 and like, I don't know, I think 13 maybe, whenever I just, I don't know. I think if I was out, I knew to call. I think probably like two or three, actually three, but there was one that always, you know, it never failed. It was like clockwork. It was like, hey, what's up, you know? And I just knew to call her, and she'd never say no to me. And it was empowering, because I'd go over, you know, get it in. I crashed for the night because I just didn't want to drive back home at a late hour. Not because I was drunk or because I was, you know, I was just tired. I just wanted to sleep, you know, and I know I'd wake up the next morning. I wouldn't sneak out because that's not usually who I was. I wasn't the type to sneak out. But unfortunately, you know, the next morning it was kind of awkward because she'd want to have a conversation. She'd want to know, like, hey, what are you up to? How are you? I haven't talked to you in a while. You know, what's up? You know, have you seen anybody? And, you know, sometimes I wanted to avoid those questions, you know. I just wanted to sort of just get it in and get out. And, you know, and I know I've mentioned this in a previous episode, but, you know, a few years ago, I think part of me was sort of disappointed because it's, you know, as a guy, it's like, all right, well, one less booty call on your Rolodex, right? But I was really happy because she stood up for herself. And she had told me, like, listen, you know, I've been hooking up with you for years, off and on, you know, when you've been able to, when I've been able to, and, you know, I deserve more, and you're not going to give me that. And if you're not going to give me a relationship, sorry, like, this has to stop. I'm not going to just be at your beck and call, you know, when you're bored, you know, or, you know, you're single and you, I don't know, maybe went out with your buddies and maybe didn't score a number or didn't take anybody home. Oh, you're going to call me, or who else, you know, God knows who else you're going to call. And I don't want that anymore. And I remember when she told me that, I was like, ooh, wow. Like, that was that was gutsy. Like, oh my God, good for her. I didn't tell her that. But deep down, I was like, oh, you know what? Good for her. You know, she stood up to me and valued herself. And I was in the end happy. You know, we were able to stay friends afterwards, you know, there was no hard feelings, obviously, but I was happy about that. But I knew that during that time when I, you know, was having her basically as a side chick, where, you know, if there were other things I could do, I would have been doing instead of hanging out with her and a couple other girls that I knew. And, you know, it's, you know, listen, don't get me wrong. Some ladies can do that too to guys. But for me, you know, I felt bad about that. It wasn't something that, it's not something I'm very proud of. You know, as a guy, you know, you're like, oh, okay, well, whatever. You know, it is what it is. You know, it's a means to an end. But at the time, you don't think anything about it. You just do it because it's sort of like an impulse. But ladies, tonight, you know, when you're thinking about whether or not you're a side piece, these are sort of warning signs you should look out for. And I'll sort of list them for you, and hopefully some of this will resonate. And if it does, hopefully, you know, a light bulb will go off, and you know, maybe you'll get the picture here. But listen, sometimes you only talk on weekends. You know, the guy makes no effort to contact you during the week. He doesn't really ask how you are. And again, you really only talk on weekends. Why? Because, you know, the next one really is sort of self-explanatory, but, you know, most of your interactions are drunk or semi-drunk, or you're feeling nice and tipsy, you know. You're also never on a real date. I can tell you that times I've had some side chicks in my life, like, I've never taken them out to dinner. Never. You know, maybe when we first met or first started hanging out, maybe we took her out for drinks, but never took her out for a meal. Never. I just knew that after drinks, you know, and after that, I never really had to take her out again. I just knew that, oh, I can just go to your house and she'd be there, or she'd be out and she'd meet me at her house or something, or she'd come over to my house. So it was one of those things where I never felt I had to take her out on a date. And I think, ladies, if you see that, I mean, that's sort of a big red flag for you. You know, maybe something else I think you should maybe be aware of is, you know, you don't really have any inside jokes. You know, one of the great things about dating someone, especially when you date them exclusively and you're in a relationship, is over time you develop some inside jokes as a couple. Like, you sort of laugh at certain things that only you guys know about. Like, if you said this if you mentioned certain inside jokes in front of other people, they wouldn't get it. But when you're dating someone exclusively, like, there's just certain inside jokes that you know, resonate. You know, I have that with my significant other, when she's not annoying me or something. But I mean, you know, we have certain inside jokes that, and only certain things that we laugh about. That's, you know, that's a big difference there. You know, you're in a relationship and you're able to do that with someone. When a guy has you on the side like that, you don't really get to appreciate those little nuances. You just don't, because you don't have that in common. You don't spend enough time to really develop that sort of rapport where you can have inside jokes, you know? I mean, for those of you that, you know, this applies to, you know, sometimes social media is your only means of communication, whether it's on Snapchat or Instagram or Facebook or whatever, and you just communicate that way. Maybe not even calling her or texting her. I mean, that's just the only way. And sometimes, you know, that could be a red flag for you. I know another thing, too, that should stand out for the ladies tonight is, you know, you're a side piece when you have no mutual friends. And, you know, it's something that when you're dating someone, at some point you develop some mutual friends. You just do. It's sometimes inevitable. But I can tell you from the experiences when I had them, when I was treating some girls like a side chick, I mean, the reality is that we didn't know anybody in common. And furthermore, like, I didn't make any effort to meet her friends at all. I didn't care. I was just interested in, like, okay, well, I'm out with my buddies, you know, maybe, you know, we just go out for drinks or something. And not because I was specifically looking to get laid that night by finding someone at a bar. That hasn't always been my modus operandi. And I think a lot of guys listening tonight will probably say the same thing. However, at the end of the night, let's say you've had a few beers, whatever, or a few drinks, and you're feeling kind of nice. And you're like, damn, you know, maybe I haven't gotten laid in, I don't know, maybe a few weeks or something, and you're just looking to get laid and whatever. Guess what? If you're lucky enough to have that sort of, you know, benefit, that's great. And you know what? I, quite frankly, that's all I needed to do. Call her, and I never had to say to her, oh, yeah, you know, let's go out next weekend, your friends, and, you know, meet my friend. I mean, I hate to sound like, you know, Puffy from Juicy, 1994 by Biggie Smalls, but I never felt the need to do that. I never felt the need the next morning to be like, oh, yeah, listen, why don't we get together next week with you and your girlfriend? No, like, I didn't care to. I didn't. And I know it sounds awful, and it sounds like a despicable thing to say, but it's the truth. I didn't really care. I really didn't care to meet her friends. I didn't make any, you know, to even bother wanting to get to know any of her girlfriends, you know. And I know that they were very, very, very nice people, but, you know. You know, another thing I think, ladies, you have to sort of watch out for with guys is, you know, if he doesn't tell you anything about his personal life, you know, that's another big sign. You know, usually a guy, when he's invested in a woman emotionally, he wants to share some things, you know, and that's something that, you know, that should raise a big red flag to you. The fact he doesn't want to share anything about that. Again, going back to the previous point, if the only reason he hangs out with you is for sex, I mean, that's a big, big red flag for you. And something you should really, really look out for. Now, if here's one that maybe should get you a little concerned if you ever hear him say that, you know, if you ever ask him about relationships or how he feels, you know, if you ever hear a guy say, oh, well, it's just his time to be single, quote unquote, you know, that should be a big red flag for you. I know I've said that to some ladies when they'd be like, oh, you know, what are you doing with your life? I'm like, oh, I'm just, you know, I'm happy doing what I'm doing and, you know, just going out and traveling or whatever. And I could see the look on her face where she was like, oh, he's not interested in dating me. He's just interested in having sex with me. Ladies, sometimes guys will do that, you know, and the sooner you find that out, the better it is for you and you can get out of that situation. It's not healthy for you. Sometimes, you know, one of the things obviously that should stand out for you is that, guess what? You're only hanging out on his terms. And sometimes that means you're only meeting like at midnight or after. You're not meeting him before. That should tell you right away that the guy is just viewing you as a side piece. I'm sorry. It's one of those things that, you know, should tell you right away that he's not interested, you know? And it's one of those things that you have to really be careful with. You know, a lot of guys aren't going to be transparent. And it's a shame because sometimes we make these mistakes. And I know, like I said, in previous years, I've done that to some women, and I don't feel good about that at all. I don't feel good about it. And, you know, the sooner, ladies, that you see these warning signs, the better, because you deserve more. And I get it. The guy's exciting. There's something to learn about him. But at some point, you have to value yourself. And if he's not giving you a relationship, if he's not giving you any sort of commitment, sorry, ladies, it's time to move on. And I hope that tonight's podcast was helpful for you, because this happens a lot more than you think. And the sooner that many of our ladies tonight listening can stop this really, really, you know, unhealthy behavior, the better it's going to be for them. And hopefully they're going to meet that special guy that's going to just sweep them off their feet. So hopefully, ladies, tonight's podcast was beneficial to you. And I look forward to hearing the feedback. I think it's always been positive here on the show. So, again, I thank you for tuning in tonight. Folks, if you missed any part of tonight's podcast, you can always check it out at www.blogtalkradio.com/datingtodaywithFernando Uribe. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank our sponsors down here, the Mason Civic League. Make sure you check them out, www.masoncivic.org. You can visit them Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at their office, 1200 Washington Street in Hoboken, New Jersey. You also call them 201-706-8088 or write to their inbox, info@masoncivic.org. You can also like their page on Facebook, folks. Please, they're a great local nonprofit organization that I'm proud to partner with. Make sure you check them out and get involved with the Mason Civic League. Folks, also want to thank Son Cubano Restaurant. Check them out at their website, www.soncubanonj.com. They're located at 40-4 Riverwalk Place along the waterfront in West New York, New Jersey. You can call them, 201-399-2020. That's their reservation line for any lunch, dinner, or special occasion. Make Son Cubano that destination for you, ladies and gentlemen. Again, I want to thank the Mason Civic League and Son Cubano for being proud sponsors of Dating Today with Fernando Uribe. And make sure you join me next Monday night at 11 p.m. for the best 30 minutes of commercial-free dating advice available anywhere online. It's right here. Dating Today, yours truly, Fernando Uribe. Good night, Weehawken, New Jersey. Great listeners there. And as always, stay classy, everyone. We'll be right back.